Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a good Shabbos. Hope everyone's having a beautiful week. Of course, I hope everyone's healthy. If you can please daven for Harav Gaon, Harav David Feinstein, Shlita. He's sick, unfortunately, in the hospital. I do not know why, but I'm sure if you just say, Hashem, send him a full shame with Harav David Feinstein, Shlita. Hashem knows who you are, who you're talking about. Unfortunately, yeah. Please daven for Harav Gaon, Harav David Feinstein, Shlita. Also down for Yehuda ben Shifa, Avraham Meir ben Bela Fager. Those are the three type calling someone sick. You know, how would that find it? Obviously, very, I don't know how bad, but yeah. And if you're also down for Matisyahu Chaim ben Itol, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Yisrael Moshe ben Zippor Fager, Wacha Bas Ilana, Moshe Dov Ben Fager Bracha, Leia Pesha Bas Dina, Baruch Bender Ben Sewell, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Yakutiel Zalman Ben Sawa, Netanol Ilan, Ben Shena Tzipoa, Netanel Ilan, Ben Shena Tzipoa, Avraham Yeshayahu Ben Aviva, Daphna Brocha Zahava Bas Fegaleya, Brina Bracha Bas Wina, Moshe Avraham Ben Alexandria Simon, and Kalman Ben Chaya Blima. You can please down for all those holy, well, Kalman, I'm not sure that's the last name, so just leave out Kalman, because I'm not sure that's the mother's name, but the other ones, if you can please daven for, some of them need a refuah shleima. And Hashem should send a refuah shleima to everyone who needs a yeshua, who needs a refuah bekarov. So this week's parsha is Parsha Shlach. So I'm just gonna jump the gun before I forget the Vatoas, because some of them, you know. But while Moshe Shaw from Lakewood said this, it says, you see the hint in the pasuk. Hashem says, you know, I'll give you gashmis, I'll give you physical items, but don't forget to separate some for Hashem. So he said, Bevorchem ela aretz. When you come to the land represents physical items. Zakwa Moshe Shor, quoting somebody, it says, Asher ani meveyetchem. Realize Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave you those physical items. Hashem gave you the food, the clothing, your car, your house. Realize Hashem gave you all your physical items. Chuma Hashem. And you should separate some for Hashem. Whether that means giving tzedakah, or even saying when you eat, before you eat, I'm doing this to serve Hashem. Like how Rav Zev Cohen from Chicago said this, every time you're about to eat, say, I'm eating for the sake of serving Hashem. You know, you should separate something for Hashem, obviously giving tzedakah, but also separate your hours, separate your time, separate your clothing, say, I'm wearing my clothing to serve Hashem. Then the Chidah says, the Meraglim, I think it's a Meraglim, hinted that, what's going to happen is, if we chafu lanu as aretz, you know, we want to spray, chafu means really spy the land, but if we chafu also means dig. The Chidah was said, the Bnei Yisrael or the Meraglim were hinting, not all the Jews, but some of the Jews were hinting what was going to happen to them, because we know after, when Hashem punished them, they used to dig graves and sit in and lie in it until 15th of Av, and then whoever got, and some of them unfortunately passed away, and then they did this every year for 40 years. So Yechafu Lanu as the Aris. We used to dig ourselves as the Aris, the land, meaning they were hinting what was going to happen to them. They used to dig themselves the land to lie in it. So then, now we'll go back, Shlach Lecha Anashim. So the Klei Yaakov says, Shlach Lecha. What do you mean lecha? What does Hashem say? Shlach anashim. Send. What do you mean lecha? So Klei Yaakov says, it's a hint here that Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that unfortunately some Yidden are going to sin and they're going to say we don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they're going to spend an extra 40 years in the Midbar. So realize, Hashem told Moshe, Lecha, it's beneficial for you, not that Hashem wanted them to sin. Of course, Hashem wanted to take B'nai Yisrael and Teretz Yisrael, but Hashem's hinting that it's Lecha. This outcome of what's going to happen to you is Lecha, it's good for you, Moshe Rabbeinu, because you're going to live another 40 years in the Midbar. You're going to live another 40 years, because he knew Moshe Rabbeinu cannot go to Eretz Yisrael. Another Pesach, Shlach Lecha Anashim. Anashim, we think the Chashuvim, the great people, right? So the Klei Yarkas says, Shlach Lecha Anashim. Hashem's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Lecha Anashim. In your eyes, Moshe Rabbeinu, and obviously some of the Jews' eyes, these people, the B'nai Yisrael eyes, these people look chashuv, look important. But Hashem say, I know their true colors. They're going to fall, unfortunately. They're not, they're going to fall. They're going to, succumb, unfortunately, to some of their tithes not to go there, which is Israel. I think the Malbim, yes, the Malbim said this, Vaisua Aretz. Hashem tells them, Vaisua Aretz, Tor the land. Vaisua means Tor. Hashem was telling the spies, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, tour the land. Because we know when a tourist comes into the land, the tourist only looks for looks how beautiful the land is, looks for the beautiful sights. Obviously, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, you go to different museums. Of course, you go to the Kotel, you look at the beauty of Yerushalayim, or Kodesh, you look at the beauty of the whole land. Different cities, Bnei Brak, Tzfat, Winana, Rehovot, different places you go to, right? Herzliya, you go to different places, you look at the beauty of the land. That's why Hashem was telling them, just be like a tourist, tour the beauty of the land. Don't go as a spy, because a spy looks for the beauty of the land, also looks for the downsides of a land. The spy looks at the positive and negatives of the land. But Hashem was telling them, just be like a tourist. Look just for the pluses, the beauty of the land. Then Havav Baruch Neumann, he's Rabbi Young Israel Spring Valley. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu only daven for Yeshua? So we know Yeshua came from Ephraim, and he said, in Parshat Vayeshev, he said, whatever the pshat is, Yosef spoke dibatim ra, spoke something bad about his brothers, whatever that means. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that being that Yeshua comes from Menashe comes from, because Yeshua comes from Ephraim, and Ephraim comes from Yosef. So therefore, if Yeshua might have that dibatim ra in him, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu said, I got down for Yeshua, because he might speak bad about the land, because he has the shtick of dibatim ra in him. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu down for Yeshua. The Zakta Walag, the Walag said, why did Moshe Rabbeinu down for the person then for Menashe? If Menashe also came from Yosef, because if you remember in Parshas Vayechi, I believe, when Yaakov Avinu gave the brachas, and Ephraim Menashe, Yaakov Avinu switched his hands. And therefore, every Friday night, we say, Simacha Kefayim, and therefore, he switched his hands, and Menashe didn't say a word. Menashe did not say a word that really he should have got Yaakov Avinu's right hand instead of Menashe. Menashe should have got Yaakov Avinu's right hand, but Yaakov Avinu put his right hand on Ephraim. And therefore, since Menashe did not say a word, he got that dibatim ra out of his system. He got to speak not good out of his system. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Menashe would not have the shtickle dibatim ra from Yosef. Then it says, why did Kalev go to, the Ochaim HaKadosh. Ochaim HaKadosh is another beautiful word. In the first pasuk, Hashem tells the spies, I tell Moshe Rabbeinu, send the people and to the land, Asher Ani Mevi Etchem, the land I'm going to bring you. So Zakta Hilecha Ochaim HaKadosh, why did Hashem say, the land I'm going to bring you? Because Hashem was telling the people, B'nai Yisrael, just have a Muna B'tachin believe. Just believe in me. Because, yes, when you come to the land, you're going to see these giants and you're going to be scared. But just, don't think it's your strength. Don't think it's your koach, your strength that's going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem saying, I'm going to bring you in there. But just believe in me. If you have a Muna B'tachin in Hashem, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Hashem says, I will take care of everything. Don't worry. I will bring you to the land. Don't rely on your strength. Rely on the Muna B'tachin in me. And that's why in the first pasuk it says, Asher Ani Mevi Etchem. Then I think the Chida again says, why did Kalev go to Maos Machpelah to Davin? So the Chida said Kalev came from Eliezer, the Eved, the servant of Avon Vino. Therefore, we know Eliezer was very close to Avinu. So Kalev was a Gilgal of him. So that's why Kalev went to Masa Machpelah to daven by Avinu, because he knew that he can go to his master again. We know Avinu was the master of Eliezer and ask him for help. The Walag said a different shot. Kalev also could be Kilev, like your heart. Kalev had you know, David Feinstein Shlita, Hashem Shalem Ufu Hashem Bekov, in Parshas Bamidbar said, you look at the names of people, you can see from their names that they're mashmos, the essence of them. So the Walag said, that's how you can see by Kalev, Kilev. Kalev knew that he goes after his heart's desires. And therefore, Kalev knew that when he gets to Israel, he's going to see these giants and he's going to go after his heart's desires and get scared. So therefore, because he knew that the Yitzhak was still a powerful being. Kilas Yitzchak, I believe that Kilas Yitzchak said a different shot. We know in last week's Parsha in Parashat Balotcha, Eldad and Medad said, they were Nevi'im, they said, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to pass away, and Yeshua is going to bring Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So, and we knew Yeshua stood up for Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was scared that Yeshua knew that if you go to Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to pass away. So Moshe Rabbeinu was scared that Yeshua might change around his testimony about Eretz Yisrael in order that Bnei Yisrael does not go into Eretz Yisrael and to keep Moshe Rabbeinu alive. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem, please help Yeshua does not do that. Rav Eliezer Ginsburg, Eliezer Ginsburg from Yeshiva Meir in Brooklyn said a different pshat. He said that we know Yeshua is going to become a leader of Klai. So once the Jewish people enter Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua is going to become a leader of Klai Yisrael, and he's going to have to deal with such cases of people rebelling against him. You know, like here the Meraglim. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, I guess, davened that Yeshua should learn properly how to deal with these items. Because Yeshua is going to have to deal with these items in the future also as a leader. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Klai Yisrael, davened for that Yeshua should be successful. The Divrei Shmuel, he was one of the Slonim Rebbe's, he says, you see from the Divrei Shmuel, you see that the Meraglim and Bnei Yisrael, what happened to them, what happened to Meraglim, and obviously when they spoke bad about the land. So Divrei Shmuel said, all the more so, how much more reward if they would have spoken great about the land. If they speak great about Torah and Mitzvahs, how much more you would get from Hashem. The Kotzker Rebbe, it's a famous Kotzker Rebbe, but they said, it's a beautiful Kotzker Rebbe, he said, the spies, the Meraglim said, they viewed us as grasshoppers. We viewed ourselves as grasshoppers, and that's how they viewed us. So the simple shot is, how did he know how the people in Eretz Yisrael viewed them? So I believe a fine waxman Shlita said, the way you view yourself, that's how people are going to view you. Well, it's Kotzker Rebbe, really. The way you view yourself, that's how people are going to view you. So that's the Kotzker Rebbe. If you walk around that you're proud to be a Jew, you're proud to be a Yid, you're proud to be a Ben Torah, Bas Torah, then the people will view you as a bento basto. They'll respect you. Then the Ksav Sofer says, why did Bnei Yisrael say, and the lamb was also Eretz Zavat Chalav Vedvash? What's negative about that? So Zuck the Ksav Sofer, a beautiful thought. What the Meraglim was saying, the spies were saying that, yes, there's no way for us to conquer the land because these are giants. So you might say, why do we put the land under siege? So the people said, why are they saying it? And the land was also flowing with milk and honey. So Zuck the Heliger Ksav Sofer, what the Meraglim was saying, the spies were saying, even if we surround the Eretz Yisrael, we put on the siege, and therefore the giants have to leave the land to get food and water, the land is flowing with milk and honey. There's so much food in there. They're not going to have to leave. So we can't put the land under siege. There's just no way. So there's just no way for us to overcome the giants. And just two more vorts, which I said last year, but I probably I thought it was beautiful vorts. Harav Menachem Ganak, I believe, said this. You know, the last parsha of Kriyashma is in this week's parsha. Oh, but first, we're Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal, because Techeles comes first. So in Techeles, you know, it says, you shall have a string of your tzitzis should be full of Techeles, and look at Techeles, reminds you of the sea, reminds you of Shemayim, and it reminds you of the Kisei Kavim, it reminds you of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Zakwa Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal. Why don't you just say, put all your strings of tchelis, put all of them on, and then, you know, that'll help you stop, you know, to do, you can't be looking at your tchelis all the time, and therefore you won't come to do an aveiwa. Zakwa Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal. No, it's on one string of your tzitzis, the tchelis, to teach you in Yiddishkeit, in Judaism, you do step by step by step. You build one brick upon another brick upon another brick. You don't take a leap in Yiddishkeit, because the bigger the jump, the bigger the fall. And therefore, it's going to be harder for you to pick up. Therefore, it's going to be harder for you to pick yourself up and go back to keeping the Torah mitzvahs. So Zakwa Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, that's why the Tchelis is only one string to teach you. Take steps. Build one brick upon another brick upon another brick when you go up the ladder of Torah and Judy in Yiddishkeit to keep the Torah mitzvahs. And that's why, I think, that's why Hashem showed Yaakovinu the ladder with Torah mitzvahs. You go up one step at a time. You don't take 10 steps at a time. Because you take 10 steps and you fall, the bigger the fall, the bigger the fall, the harder it is to pick yourself up. When Moshe Feinstein, that's how I said, the word in Techeles. While Menachem Ganak, Shlita, said a different word. It says, you know, look at the Techeles, look at the tzitzis, remind you, don't go after your hearts or eyes' desires. Zekra Menachem Ganak, why is that after the Chet HaMeraglim? Because Hashem is telling us, while Menachem Ganak said this, Hashem is telling us, just keep what Hashem commands you. Don't go after your heart's or eyes' desires. Your heart's or eyes' desires, don't go after them. Just keep the mitzvahs like you were told to do. Don't go after your heart's or eyes' desires. Just keep them the way you were told to do. Then, let me tell you a beautiful story. The Rav Yechiel Per, he's Rosh Shiva Yeshiva for Akrei. He was driving a cab, I guess, in New York City in 1970s. And a non-firm Israeli driver was driving him. And the non-firm Israeli said to the Yipir, he said, you know, let me tell you a story. I came here to America to make some money from Israel. And I can tell you, the whole year I haven't made much money. So I wanted to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and I didn't have money for the ticket. So I went to the Satmar Rebbe, it was a Harav Yagon, Rav Yoel Teitelbaum, Zatzal, Zichuso Yagen Aleinu. And they asked him, can I borrow some money to get, you know, for a plane ticket? The Wasatma Rebbe gave me $5,000. And I go, Rebbe, I don't need $5,000. I just need $700 for a plane ticket. Satma Rebbe, and I'll pay you back. Satma Rebbe said, no, but when you come to Eretz Yisrael, and you don't come with gifts, some of your family members say, you spent a whole year in America working and you can't even buy us gifts? You only have money to buy us gifts? What did you do? You waste a year away? I can't do that. Zatma Rebbe said, therefore I'm giving you $5,000 to buy the plane ticket, buy your family some gifts. And actually, I'm guessing the Zatma Rebbe gave them as a gift, as a matano, buy a stucker, because it really was a stucker for the person. The teachers, you know, we have to think about every Jew, and, you know, how they would feel if we say this to them, or if we don't do this to them. The teachers, our actions and our words could hurt people. Even a 1 second, doesn't even say, I'm just, you say one word and you say, I'm just joking. That one word could put a Jew into tremendous pain. How much you can do to make a Jew smile. So I'm going to give you these halachas. Ask your local Orthodox rabbis. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos or Yontif at the Shabbos table. Rav Yaakov Zev Smith said, Rav Yaakov Zev Smith shlita said both halachas. Let's say it's Shabbos and you by accident turn on your bathroom light. So I believe Rav Yaakov Zev Smith, based on the Mishnah Berurah, which I think based on the Vilna Gaon, so therefore you should not, because you turn on the light accidentally on Shabbos, you should not use that bathroom on Shabbos. But I believe the Mishnah Berurah said, if that's the only bathroom in your house, you don't have another bathroom, then you can use the bathroom then. You can use the bathroom if that's the only bathroom in your house. But if you turn accidentally the light on in the bathroom and there's another bathroom, you should use the other bathroom. Then Rav Yaakov Zev Smith said this, let's just say you ask your friend, you're in your house, and you ask your friend, can I ask you for a favor? Could you just in 5 minutes, move my car because I'm going to get a ticket because the meter's going to be up. And your friend forgets to do it, and you get a ticket. Rav Yaakov Zev Smith said, being that your friend is not really a shomer, he's not luckily a shomer, he's not a shomer, he does not have to pay for the ticket. He doesn't have to pay for the ticket. Have a beautiful Shabbos. I mean, everyone's house, the Shabbos candles will be dancing with Hashem. And obviously, Hashem is Melachim, and your beautiful Shabbos candles should be dancing in your house. Have a beautiful Shabbos.